This is the second podcast in our series about the new dynamic synthetic datasets recently released into the UK Data Services Collection by the Cypher Consortium, which created a digital twin of the adult population of England, Scotland and Wales using research from Understand Society and the UK Census data. In our first podcast, Nick Lomax, the Cypher Consortium co-lead on data and systems monitoring and policy microsimulation, who is also the Professor of Population Geography at the University of Leeds, talked about how the Cypher synthetic population datasets can be applied to influence future government policies to improve people's lives. In this second podcast, Nick tells us more about the overall purpose and objectives of the Cypher Consortium.
I wonder if you could tell us about what the Cypher Consortium is all about, what its aims are, goals and objectives, and ultimately benefit society. Obviously, uses this modelling, but I wonder if you could tell us a bit about the history of the Cypher Consortium.
Sure, yeah. So, I mean, we love acronyms. So, first of all, I should tell you what Cypher is. So Cypher is Systems Science in Public Health and Health Economics Research. As the name suggests, we are taking an approach which is very much rooted in systems science. So we're really interested in how the complex real-world interdependency of policies shapes health and well-being. There's often an area of research which is called health in all policies, and we're very much interested in what changes to kind of upstream determinants might do to health outcomes. Okay, so it's all about the whole system approach to looking at health. Cypher, it's a consortium of multiple universities and four policy partners. So I've mentioned before, Scottish Government, Public Health Scotland, Greater Manchester Combined Authority, and Sheffield City Council. And we've got a really diverse team. So public health experts, engineers, data scientists, geographers like myself, sociologists, economists. We're also very much grounded in kind of a community approach. So the work that we do, we've got community panels that sit within all of our policy areas, and we work closely with them to discuss the results and the kind of implications of the work that we're doing. So the whole point of bringing all of these different experts together and the policy partners and the community panels together is that we want to try and empower policymakers to explore novel solutions and make informed decisions about policy making. We've got some kind of key areas that we're really interested in. So something which we call the inclusive economy. So looking at how inclusive economies are and how those things impact on health outcomes. Public mental health, child poverty are all kind of key areas of policy for us. And we are effectively looking to try and improve the tools and evidence that are available to policymakers to make informed decisions. And it all comes back to this system science view that you need to change all kinds of bits of the system in order to improve the health and well-being of the population.
And how important is the support given by the UK Prevention Research Partnership to help you deliver your aims? How significant is it to help you have the capacity and resources to do what you need to do, which sounds quite really special in terms of helping to improve our society?
I think that's right. So the UK PRP programme, it was £50 million to a whole range of consortium. And I think the approach that we're trying to take, you know, system science, the diversity of the team really reflects the funding that was available from UK PRP to do that. So they kind of encourage this multidisciplinary view. So I think it's the perfect funding stream to do something which is, you know, really bringing together experts from lots of different domains.
And is there nothing else like this in the UK?
That's a really good question. I think there's real uniqueness in the sheer variation in the domain expertise. So to give you some nice examples, you know, we've got the engineers who are bringing kind of you know, systems approaches that they might apply to kind of jet engines into health and well-being. So the way that the models are being built and the evidence is being collected is really quite unique. So that's certainly something that isn't happening routinely elsewhere. You know, good reasons for that. But the ambition of being able to do something that's multidisciplinary is quite unique in our view.
Yeah, I guess you just start the journey. You're not sure how far it can take you, I suppose, which is exciting. So just talk a little bit about synthetic data and what it means. I wonder if you could just give us a little bit of a background to where it came from and how important it is now for our society.
Yeah, well, we started out with a view that we needed data sets that were large enough to be able to drive the models that we need to drive for Cypher, that are a collection of variables that is wide and varied enough to be able to capture all of those different policy areas that really have upstream impact on health. So when we decided we needed to create this synthetic data set, what we knew we wanted was a data set that was usable for those models and that got around a lot of the problems that exist with the data that currently exists. So smaller sample sizes, problems with access. So certainly there are useful data all over the place, but there are restrictions on their access and use. So we decided that we needed a data set that fully captured that range of kind of the multiple attributes that were needed for the models. So, we often call it a digital twin of the population. And it's quite a nice way of thinking about the creation of some synthetic data, which really sort of ticks the boxes for the things that we know we need to model within the systems approach.
And so, and can you tell us a bit more about how it can be used to help researchers and policymakers to fill important data gaps and simulate models when testing the likely effects of different policies?
Yeah, so the real value of having a synthetic, spatially representative data set is that you can look at both the distribution of the drivers of the outcomes and the outcomes themselves. And I think there is huge value to be had there. We've got a data set now which you can ask all kinds of different questions of because you've got a wide range of variables in there. And then you can start to look at the spatial and the subgroup distributions of the variables of interest. And then you can start to look at the spatial and subgroup variation in the outcomes that you are trying to predict and model. So I think for other researchers and for policymakers, there are a really wide range of applications that these synthetic data could fulfill. Now, we're very focused on health as an outcome. They're quite widely created and used in different areas, transport, demographics. So what we've got is another tool in the arsenal that allows researchers and policymakers to start to ask, critical questions for their areas or their areas of expertise.